we only have like 5 or 6 meets a year. And so that's really unique.
So you have potential to do better.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, you're breaking records without that.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your records. How many school records have you broken?
There's a lot. I'm not exactly sure. I think I have most of them except the long-distance events, so the 1600 and the 3200 and the throwing events.
You've broken the record for most of all of the shorter distance races.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I have 2 region records for Region 5. I had my eye on a couple state records this year. I was 0.1. I was a tenth of a second off in the 100-meter hurdles this year, and I was going for the triple jump record, but I had a small injury, so that didn't work out the way was planned. But
in the region, the regional records for Southeast schools?
It was long jump and triple jump.
Now, track isn't the only sport that you've been invested in high school. You've also been in swimming.
Yeah, no way. I mean, it's here we have the opportunity to have, you know, your different seasons. And so you can be a runner and a swimmer. And in my case, a dancer, too, all year. So
yes, I want to talk about dancing as well. Swimming, though, you were successful as well.
I was. I like swimming a lot. I went to state this year and I made the finals at state, which was my goal for my high school years, because that's really difficult to do where swimming is pretty competitive and it's not broken down into any 3A, 4A. So it's kind of just everybody together.
So you're competing with swimmers from Anchorage, for example.
Yeah, all over the state. There's no division in that.
What were your events there?
I do the short freestyle, so the 50 and the 100 freestyle.
Okay.
And then throughout my high school years, I was a diver 1 year. 100 breaststroke occasionally, and I got first place at the region meet in the 100 freestyle, which was really cool.
Dancing has been a lifelong venture for you too,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
You started when you were little?
I did, yep. I started, I think I was like 3 years old in my first dance class, and I've been dancing all through. I've been going like three or four times a week during my high school years. And it's just something that really, I mean, dance has helped so much with track, going over the hurdle, you know. You need all of that coordination and all of that body awareness and all of that for track. And dance has played a huge role in that, as well as swimming. But swimming's great, you know, as recovery. It's easy on your joints and it's a great workout and all of that. So these sports that I've kind of, have kind of complemented each other really well.
Your mom is a marathon runner. Right.
Yeah, she is. She just ran the Boston Marathon a little bit ago, and she's awesome, and she definitely inspires me as a runner. Even though I'm not into the long distance, it's still like, you know, I mean, it's all the little things you do at home that make you successful on the field, too. I mean, the way we eat at home, all of that, cooking, diet. My mom is so supportive in all of that, and we've kind of been on that running journey together throughout my high school years, which is cool.
I wanted to ask you about that, just being an athlete, you know, how much of that is kind of in your DNA, and then how much of it is also the nurturing at home and what you eat and keeping your lifestyle healthy. So it sounds like both.
It definitely is both. I mean, yes, a lot of athletics is genetic based, but I mean, you know, there's that quote, hard work beats talent when talent fails to work hard, you know, and you have to work hard at practice and off practice, because what you do when you're not practicing is just as important. Diet, rest, all of that. And my mom's been super great